arriving in Flagstaff, the writing has just poured out in a way that it never has before. It's been absolutely magical. It's an incredible place to work. I think there's something about the energy of this part of the country combined with the deep, deep quiet of where the studio is situated, and just seeing deer out my window, seeing trees, seeing the mountains. I can start to sort of hear my poems as they want to be heard, and I have the sort of internal space to think. So this poem comes from a dream I had that I was giving birth to a goldfish. He's just about the size of a goldfish and doesn't even look like a child. When did he arrive? I don't remember. The pain must have made me forget. Anyway, now I have a son that lives in my cup-together hands in a small pool of water I think he needs. I spend my hours closely watching him. Nervous, he'll slip between my fingers and vanish down some drain forever, or worse yet, he'll try and swim away. Each day he gets a little bigger, till he no longer needs my hands. I carry him around like a baby, buy him PJs with yellow ducks and little booties to keep his feet warm. He smells like the sweetness of a baby, and smiles at me. I cautiously smile back. Now he's growing faster by the hour, and I can no longer handle the weight. My arms start to tire. I must tell him. I put his soft cheek on mine and say, he simply cannot grow any bigger. He must promise me to always stay small, so that I know I can love him. Okay, I'm going to read My Dark Horses. If only I were more like my dark horses, I wouldn't have to worry all the time that I was running too little and resting too much. I'd spend my hours grazing in the sunlight, taking long naps in the vast pastures, and when it was time to move along, I'd know. I'd spend some time with all those I'd loved, then disappear into a gathering of trees. If only I were more like my dark horses, I wouldn't be so frightened of the storms. Instead, when the clouds began to gather and fill, I'd make my way calmly to the shed and stand close to all the other horses. Together, we'd let the rain fall round us, knowing as darkness passes overhead that above all, this is the time to be still.